Yes, back together again. They are Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly.
Afterward, you said you didn't feel that the moderators had been nice. But do you think it's the journalist's role to be nice to presidential candidates at a debate?
No, fair. I don't care if they're nice.
Do you use the word nice?
Well, okay. No, I don't think so. I mean, I might have said they weren't nice, but that doesn't mean they have to be nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known many...
You know, it's not a cocktail party.
No.
So that was a little sense of the interaction between Megyn Kelly of Fox News and Donald Trump. Joining us on the line right now is Brian Stelter, who is the senior media analyst over at CNN, and someone who was probably watching with a great deal of interest, because Megyn Kelly in the media world is sort of a very hot property right now. A lot of people are sort of watching her to see what are these moves that she's making and what is she up to. Brian, what did you think about the interview?
It was very difficult for Megyn Kelly to get Donald Trump to say something new. I think it showed once again how difficult Trump is to interview, you know, how evasive he can be on one hand, how charming he can be on the other hand, you know, about how much he can really control interviews. But Kelly sure gave it a great shot. It was very interesting to watch the dynamic between the two of them. And I'm really curious to see what happens now, you know, what that relationship is like going forward. Will Trump complain about her again in the future, or have they made peace for the long term?
Well, full disclosure, I mean, I think this is well known, but I must say that Megyn Kelly is a former colleague of mine, and I count her as a friend. So I just want to put that on the table as we have this conversation. But, I mean, she did this interview on the Fox Broadcast Network, not Fox
Yes.
News. And that was very telling. What was going on there in your mind?
Well, this was not an inquisition, and she didn't want it to be. I think some viewers were disappointed by that. You know, I saw some reactions from people who wanted a more aggressive, confrontational interview. But I think from Kelly's perspective, we've seen 100 of those interviews trying to challenge Trump on foreign policy, trying to learn more about his views. And frankly, like I said, it's been very hard for interviewers to do that. She wanted to have a more personal interview. And I think she got that. You know, she was able to make it about Trump the person, not Trump the politician.
And
the reason why I was on Fox Broadcast is because this was essentially, as my colleague Brian Lowy wrote last night, kind of an audition for a future job. You know, her contract is up in 1 year, and there's lots of speculation she might leave. She definitely wants to have more of that Barbara Walters, more of that Oprah, more of that Charlie Rose toward a job in the future. So this was a preview of that.
And Brian Stelter, many of your colleagues in the media criticism game are not very pleased with Megyn Kelly for not grilling her. Look at some of these headlines. Salon calls it, Megyn Kelly embraces Donald Trump in a disgusting fawning interview. LA Times, Megyn Kelly goes too easy on Donald Trump in her Fox infomercial, as they put it. What were people expecting here? Were they really expecting this to be some sort of knockdown, drag-out fight with blood at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, because of that debate last August, that famous debate where Kelly and Chris Wallace and Bret Baier challenged Trump and challenged the other candidates, but really challenged Trump and ticked off Trump, I think some people wanted a rematch of that.
Right.
You could be cynical and say that Kelly and Fox are pivoting toward the general election and getting behind Trump, or you could be practical and say that Kelly was trying to show a more personal side as an interviewer. Like I mentioned, more of a Barbara Walters style.
Which do you think it was?
You know, frankly, I think it was more the second. I think it was the latter. I think, you know, she was very honest and candid about wanting to experience what it's like to have more of a Barbara Walters special. And this is what that felt like. You know,
so,
this was her trying that out for the first time.
Well, in a sense, then, her attempt, her desire to be seen in this venue as more of a Barbara Walters-style interview special,
yeah,
that serves Donald Trump's political ends, doesn't it? Because he came across as not the ogre, not the, you know, not the misogynist, and not the male chauvinist, but he came off, you listen to the tone of what we just played, he came out measured and reasonable, and if this is many people's first exposure to him, they got to think, well, what was the big deal? They seem to get along fine.
It is valuable for him and a key moment for him. I think about it almost like on a psychological level. You know, Donald Trump was viciously criticizing Megyn Kelly for many, many months, but then he struck a deal. Perhaps you'd take this right out of The Art of the Deal, his famous book from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he came to the table, sat down, and made peace with her. And you could almost view this as like a symbol or a metaphor for how he would act as president.
So he might sit down with Nancy Pelosi in a similar way. This is now
well,
that.
Didn't he say Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, so inside television baseball here, if I could. at Fox News, you always had in the old days, you had an 800-pound gorilla in primetime. That was Bill O'Reilly. and he was the powerful force at Fox News. Now you have two 800-pound gorillas. You got Megyn Kelly and you got Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, I mean, if some people are expecting that someday down the line, Bill O'Reilly will want to retire and walk away from doing this, and that Fox really needs to keep Megyn Kelly happy. I mean, what do you think are the likelihood that this will mollify her to stay at Fox?
Yeah, well, definitely the message from Fox was, you can stay and you can do what you want, and we have room for that. We can make that happen. You know, she says she'd like a combination of Charlie Rose and Oprah and herself, and that would be a great show. So then the message from Fox was, there's room for that. We can find room for you here. Reality is, every other network would love to talk to Megyn Kelly when her contract is up. I think it comes up in a little bit more than a year from now. Yeah. So she's not allowed to talk to other networks yet, but there's going to be a lot of interest. And later this year, she's going to do a lot of soul searching about what she wants to do next. I've been wrong before when I've predicted that people would leave Fox. Fox is such a loyal place. People very rarely leave.
You're right.
But I think it's a very real possibility that she could be one of the first.
Brian Seltzer, 15 seconds left. Biggest headline coming out of this: Megyn Kelly's future career in journalism or Donald Trump's prospects as president?
I think this actually was more about Megyn, although I thought when Trump said that when he's wounded, he has to unwound himself by being critical of people, I thought that was actually interesting psychological insight, and we learned a little bit more about Donald Trump last night.
Thank you, Brian Seltzer.
Yeah,
CNN,
Brian, good
to have
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.